Everybody loves the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us sit down and preach. My feet have been doing so good. I believe I'll continue with that. Brother Gabriel, loosen up one of these nice chairs. I want a metal chair. Oh, thank you. Right here's perfect. The fence will get me a metal chair, be my pulpit.
Praise the Lord.
That's been good.
Amen.
I think I found a new way to praise God when it explodes in me.
I can't run anymore. I got a little diabetic sore under both feet and got a bandage there.
Yeah, don't worry about it. The worst that happened is my feet fall off. That don't bother me. I want the titanium foot. Really bad. Really bad. Somewhere between the $60 billion man. Anybody from the 70s?
The $60 million the biotic man, yeah.
And then the Terminator. I want the titanium foot. You know, somewhere in there. I'm good with it. I'm not one of them scraps. The old doctor squeezed my feet and he said, I went to England to walk 35 miles in the wrong shoe. And so I rubbed a little sore on both of them. They're slow to heal. That's all that's happening. But the doctor squeezed my foot and he said, excellent circulation, you're going to be fine. I said, could you please don't tell anybody that? Jennifer been so nice to me.
Oh, I agree.
My friends feel bad for me. And I was hoping for a titanium foot. Amen. Did you ever see the last, I'm going to plug in for a second. We're going back to Joshua.
Amen.
I'm obeying the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
But you're on a 2-minute infomercial.
Amen.
Go to the end of Revelation 3, and there you go.
Yeah. Come on.
I found a new way to praise God. Helicopter.
That was good.
Yeah, I ripped the suit cut off of us. Helicopter. I can't run no more, but I believe I can do that.
Amen.
Let's see. How about the preacher chopper? Yeah, we'll call it. Yeah, I need help with this, the chopper. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Seen J. Harold Smith doing that when I was a boy. Old J. Harold Smith was standing up on the bench. He was standing up on the preacher's bench in a helicopter.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, let it. Lord, may I let me see that so I know how to do it.
Yeah. Amen.
I couldn't run no more. What about that?
Amen.
Let me tell you something. There's a principle. Elisha said, can I have a double portion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And by the way, he didn't ask until he was asked.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's good.
There have been a lot of folk barred unto the Holy of Holies and the man of the Lord God.
Oh,
how about you follow Elijah for 20 years and wash his feet, serve him, and then when he asks you, what would you like?
Yeah.
Then ask for whatever you want.
Right. Yeah.
There's some things you don't ask until you ask.
Good. That's good. That's right. Amen.
Don't thrust yourself in the holy place and tell God what's on your mind. I need a little help.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
And you know what Elijah said? He said, ooh, boy, you asked for a hard thing.
Yeah,
he
did.
He said, son, if the Lord lets you see my heavenly passing today, if he lets you see it, he's going to let you have it. There's a principle here. This for all these young men, I'm going to tell you something. My heart has been burning with joy. Not a carnal happiness,
right?
A Jesus joy.
Amen.
And these young men.
Yes.
Brother Willard, what your children are receiving is their giving.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you know what they're receiving in this special giving they've done all week? Oh.
God, let all these youngins be here all week.
Yeah. Bless the Lord. Thank you.
Brother Adam, Brother Brian, see, here's the deal. If he lets you see it, God always shows you what he's going to give you. And it's for your youngins.
Hallelujah.
God let your youngins. Brother Brian, little Luke Dean was on the altar with you earlier, and all the preachers. Now, who arranged that? And I was over you with my hand on you, and I had my eyes open. I'm a preacher's kid. We don't know how to close our eyes. And you kept an eyeball on you. Good news, didn't it?
Amen. Oh, yeah.
But you remember God showing him?
Yeah.
He showed him what he's going to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Ever since I got here as a 14-year-old kid, I was about 3.5 foot from me looking at me with both eyeballs.
Yep.
And since I walked up in the park.
Yeah. Thank God. Amen.
Good.
But you reckon he's looking at me?
Yes, sir. Yeah. What's right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at God, let them see what he's going to have.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Little wife. The littlest big man you ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's
the little man. He's a little man.
Yeah.
You'd kill a goose if you get around one.
Anybody want to work on this? By the time I said blow his head off, I spoke here in that microphone, Brother Brian. It's awful. Well, after the wife was looking at his, when all the preachers got over, Brother Lawson, wife was looking.
Amen.
Well, you reckon these kids are seeing it?
Right.
They don't even know it.
Right.
They're seeing what God's planning on giving them one
yep.
day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Caleb is saying J. R. Smith, my 16.
Amen.
Adam, I didn't know what I'm doing. I was stripping my coat off. Next thing I knew, them making young men were running, and I was stripping. I'm glad I stopped there. That camera. Yeah. Woo. In that same meeting, in the loo, old Cherokee Indian, half Cherokee Indian, was all hissed full of God. That big old Indian was on his back like a turtle, had his hands and his feet in the air shouting. That may be my next time.
Yeah!
I get tired of doing the preacher chopping. I'll be over here somewhere laid down on all fours shouting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did I tell y'all, are y'all at the end of Revelation 3?
Yeah.
Did I mention that? Anybody ever thought about the Last Supper?
Sure.
That's the Last Supper you sing in the church age.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. That never anybody talk about it.
Uh-huh. How about that?
Somebody probably has. I'm sure many a good preacher has.
Yeah.
But I've never heard nobody talk about the Last Supper in the church
age. You're right. Mm-hmm.
It's the last one.
True. Yep.
Yes, somebody said, why are we not in the revival days of 1700s and 1800s?
Come on.
Reformation. Why are we not in the revival days of the early apostles? From 100 to 300. The year 100 to the year
300. Yeah.
Of course, in the Middle Ages, between 300 and 1500, that's where the seed laid down in the soil and germinated. For that crop come up around 1500, through the buds, and 1600s,
yeah.
And then 1700 and 1800, full blown.
Yeah.
reason Southern Baptist created Sunday school and Independent Baptist created bus routes is they're trying to match the numbers from the 1700s and the 1800s.
Oh, yeah.
And they felt like there's failures if they didn't match the success of their predecessors.
Right.
And don't be hard on them. They just, they're really upset.
Yeah, sure.
Why we can't have what they had. Well, how are you going to bring harvest in when it's already been brought in?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Revelation 4, come up hither. There's the rapture of the church.
Yep. Amen.
Don't overthink it. Try to do away with it. That's the rapture of the church.
Yeah, right.
And the last thing he ever wanted to do in the church age was have supper.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And Brother Willard, in the old days, supper was the last thing you did.
That's right. Yeah.
See, sometimes we have supper and then take baths, put everybody in bed, and then sometimes run back to town or go to church. No, in old times, they had supper when the day was done.
Right. Amen.
Do y'all reckon in the hour that we live, Lord? Maybe just sitting a little supper.
Oh my.
We're the last ones in the church age. We're fixing to get raptured. How come there ain't 2,000 down here? Is God not blessing? He done brought the harvest in. He done put the equipment up. We're in the house. We took our shoes off. We're having supper. And in the morning we're going home. Morning, but we're going home. Come up here.
Lord God.
Yeah, that's what the Lord showed me some time back. We're having supper. I'm telling y'all, last night baptism, tonight the Lord's supper.
Amen.
And the last time he had a bath, he said, I have a baptism, be baptized with you, no, none of. Last time he went into his death, he had the Lord's Supper, then he had baptism, then he went away.
Yeah.
He said, next time this sort of thing happens, we'll be anew in the Father's kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We're fixing to leave out of here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How would y'all like to be sitting here having the last supper?
Do that.
And wake up on the other side and go to the marriage supper.
Yeah.
Skip breakfast.
Oh,
my supper to supper.
Amen.
I personally believe we're probably right at the very end of the church age.
Sure.
And we may be in the house.
Right.
Yep. We may not be in the harvest.
That's right.
I'm going to keep witnessing and telling the story about Jesus.
Amen. Exactly right.
But we may not be in the harvest. We may be in the house. We may have took her shoes off and washed her face.
Woo!
Oh,
yeah, them old time suppers was at the end of the day.
Yep, that's right.
You give me a man that works real hard, he won't eat until supper.
Oh, come on.
He don't need a big lunch. Not a hard working man. Not a laboring man. And if he eats breakfast, he'll eat a little breakfast early in the morning. Or he may eat a big breakfast. But you give me a hard working man, they wait till the day's done. Their shoes are off and they've washed up and they sit down and eat a big supper.
Man.
I felt like there's a spread laid out here tonight for the big supper. Shut with them. Don't be such an independent, fundamental Bible college Christian that you think that even suppers work. It was for the ones that prepared it. But our supper is supernatural.
That's right.
He just says, sit down, and he lays it out. Supper time. It's supper time. What about we eat supper, and the family lays down and goes to bed. We wake up in Revelation 4:1.
Amen.
Come up here.
Amen.
It'll take 7 years down here, but it'll be an eternal thing over there. We'll go through the judgment seat. Be a lot of regret for people that live by themselves.
Yeah.
Excuse me, people that live for themselves.
Amen. Right.
But it'll be a lot of reward for those who live for Christ.
Yeah, true.
Doesn't say anything about your performance.
Right. Amen.
It's not how good you did. It's just what you did, why you did, what you did. Did you live for yourself? You're in trouble. Did you live for Christ? You're going to be all right. It's not how good did you live for Christ. And it's not how bad did you live for yourself. It's really not. It's not how bad or how good. It's bad enough that you live for yourself.
Yeah,
and it's good enough that you just wanted to live for all
the
world. Y'all understand that?
That's good.
There's no performance.
That's good.
The judgment seat of Christ will save people. There'll be no sins judged.
Right.
On my sons.
Uh-huh. Yep.
No Lord sins. Good.
Amen.
The judgment seat of Christ is not where he deals with sins.
Woo!
It's where he deals with sons.
Right.
Amen.
Brother Langston, you got any sons? Yeah. If one of them's bad, do you throw them out of the family? Execute them?
No.
No, you just say, son, you've been mad. Still my son.
Yeah.
Judgment seat of Christ. It's not sins dealt with. It's sons.
Amen.
That's good.
But how bad did you live for yourself? It's just that it was really bad that you lived for yourself.
Yeah, man.
And it ain't how good did you live for Christ. It's just really good.
Thank you, Lord.
That you lived for Christ.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do good at it. You just had to love to
it. That's good. You help us. You help us.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Woo. Bringing more grace. James said, is that good? Did he bring in more grace? You thought he brought grace the first time he could. Wait until he comes the second time.
That's right.
Some of you didn't live for Christ but didn't do too good, you're going to be amazed.
Right?
Old to new. Old to new.
Amen.
He seen Sarah laughing in the new, but he got to the old and he said she judged him faithful. Crossing over the other side of Calvary. What in the world? We know what we saw. She don't deserve that hush. Because you're going to be over there going, I know I didn't do nothing for this kind of crap.
Yeah.
He's going to say, oh, just let me tell you how good I think of you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We was kind of hanging out with Rahab the heart a little bit, wasn't we? A little bit there, Monday night, maybe.
Yeah.
Rahab. Yeah. You get over there I studied Hebrews and Romans one time. And the old preacher said, not one sin of an Old Testament saint is ever mentioned.
Yeah. How about that?
In the New Testament.
How about that? Amen.
We've seen Abraham having bad moments, getting scared, and letting the heathen take his wife two different times.
Yeah.
But to get over there and it said he was the father of the faith.
That's right.
He said Sarah called him Lord.
Yep.
I seen Moses lose his temper more than once.
Oh, yeah.
But the Lord still called him the meekest man on the face of the earth. How can all your trouble come from you losing your temper? Killed a man at the beginning of your ministry. Smoked a rock at the end of your ministry. I'd have been so depressed about my personal problem.
Yeah.
And God, even in the old, was over there telling everybody, that's the meekest man you'll ever meet.
That's right.
Oh, I'm going with what he's saying, not with what I'm seeing.
Amen.
Everybody look at Joshua 6. Hurry before I chase another thing. See? Don't let the wall stop you. See? I have given into thine hand Jericho. Joshua 6. What verse says that? Is it verse 1 or 2? See, I have given into thine hand Jericho.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till y'all get to look at it. Joshua 6, 2. Underline that little word.
word C, if you don't mind marking your Bible, C.
Man.
C. But you know what was weird? The walls were still standing.
Yeah. Good. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Right.
If I'm standing next to the Lord and he said, see, I'll give you that. And I said, I'm looking that he didn't. I'm just going to believe that he did.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. All right. Amen. Amen.
Okay. I'm not going to believe my lying eyes.
Right.
Amen.
I'm going to believe your eternal word.
Yeah.
Some of y'all, about midnight last night, got scratching your head. How are my sins gone? But I know they're right here.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
You're going to have to believe what he said.
That's right. That's right.
Not what you're seeing.
That's right.
He said, my sins are gone, and I'm pretty sure I felt two or three of them bumping around me today.
Sure. Sure.
Who am I going to believe?
That's right.
I'm going to believe what I think I know, or I'm going to believe what he done said. Oh, y'all ain't
helping.
Real faith reckons.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. It's Romans 4.
Right.
Reckon.
Reckon.
Mark that down in your Christian life. Romans 4.
Right.
By faith, Abraham, everything Abraham did had not happened yet. He had to believe it was going to.
Right.
Y'all ain't helping me.
Right. Right.
Reckoning is to count on what you think ain't happened yet, but they said it already did.
Yeah, amen. That's good.
Is to count on what you can't see, but he's looking at it.
Right. Yeah. That's good. Boy.
The old airplane pilots used to have to use dead reckoning.
Yep.
If the dark was night and they were in a storm, they had to rely on somebody who'd already been through there. As well as the old ship captains.
Oh, yeah.
And now I just had a piece of paper and some coordinate points.
Right.
And they couldn't see what was in front of them. They had to count on what was out in front of them that they hadn't seen yet.
Yeah.
But somebody had already been there and said,
right,
here's how it's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a forerunner. Yeah. He's already. He's not been to the end of my life. He's not been to the other side of eternity. He's been in the Holy of Holies, and he's looking at things as they are in the eternal now.
Amen.
Do you know right now he's sitting in glory and you're already with him?
That's right. Yes, sir.
You're stuck down here in time, but you're over there with him in eternity. Right now, you're in Christ. He's over there. As soon as you get to where you're already at, you're going to see you were there the whole time. How can God look at a Jericho wall and say, see, I'm already giving it to you? I tell you what, he's a little taller than us. Hey! And he sees things that's already happened. He knows the end from the beginning. He's standing at the end, looking back at himself at the beginning. He's in the middle running all of it, looking at himself at the end, knowing it's already done. And if God said your sins are gone and you're on the other side, while you're right here right now, you're going to have to believe you're already over there and it's already done. That's Romans 4, reckoning. Somebody walking here tonight and say, show me Jesus. I heard he's here. Well, he's here.
Right.
We can't
right.
show it to you. He's in me.
Right.
In the same token, somebody walk into heaven and say, Dean said he was already here. Jesus said, oh, he's here. He's been here.
Yeah, he's been here.
In me. I got him at Calvary. And the Calvary didn't happen in time. What actually happened at Calvary happened in eternity.
Right. Sure.
He'd been here a long time.
Amen.
What you saw at Calvary in time was
was blood and pain and suffering and sacrifice and a man hanging on a cross and a Roman centurion and a Jewish outfit. And what you saw at Calvary. What God saw at Calvary was happening in the eternal.
Yeah, all
right. We saw a scapegoat carry your sins into a land not inhabited. He saw you kneeling at Calvary 2,000 years ago. When he was there, you were there.
Thank you.
Now, I knelt at Calvary as a 9-year-old boy, so that's only about 45 years ago. But 2,000 years ago, when the Lord was at Calvary, he saw me kneeling there. Me and him was there at the same time. Because it wasn't in time, it was in the eternal.
That's right.
Amen. Keith Purser, an old mountain preacher one night. I don't know if anybody here would. Brother Shepherd, your grandfather would probably know Keith Purser. He'd be the only one that would. Keith Purser followed Billy Canoy there in North Carolina at that Church Street Church, the best Bible teacher alive. And I was preaching like this one night in my camp meeting. I was exhorting in my 20s. Keith Purser was there, and he was a Calvinist, but he was the kind that preached Christ.
Amen.
We was able to fellowship. He's full of the Lord and preach Christ. I don't mind you believing wrong if you're preaching right. If you're preaching right, I'm okay with you believing wrong.
Yeah.
And you need to be like me, just have everything figured out, see, and not be wrong about nothing, see. It's such a wonderful thing. But I was talking about that one night, and Keith Purser got in a shout, and he told me afterwards, he said, all these Christians, they need to know that their salvation is bigger than this life. It's bigger than this world. It happened in another world. He said, they got to know that it happened in another world.
Amen.
It's in another world.
Right.
And right now, the minute you get to that world, this world will be done.
Right.
When you get to eternity, you'll realize time was done a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sound fancy. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. Amen.
Tell you the truth, this is reckoning.
Amen.
In Romans 4, you reckon.
Yeah, amen.
That's imputed business.
Yeah.
That's stuff put on your account.
Right.
You ain't even seen your account.
Amen.
You ain't been to heaven's bank.
Yeah.
He's been handling all the transactions for you.
Praise
he made a withdrawal. Yeah. It was all of your sin.
Yeah.
He made a deposit. It was all of his righteousness.
Yes.
I left to call Jennifer, and we got any money in the bank. She said, I've been to the bank, and I know what's in the account. I just have to believe her. I ain't been there.
Yep.
Well, I'm just going to believe him. He done been handling all of my business. There was a time on earth when in the book of heaven,
right,
an old account was set as unforgettable. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper. I'm about to throw this chair and sit on it low. Long ago, down on my knees. Long ago, I served it all. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today. Whether I can see it or not. Sometimes the clouds block the stars and I can't sail. Sometimes the storm block the sky and I can't fly. But I've been left some paperwork. And it told me somebody done been out there ahead of me. Told me done went ahead. I got a forerunner in Hebrews 6. Hey, man. And he said, this is what it looks like. Let your walls stop you. They're not even there.
Amen.
I know you're looking at them, but believe in your lying eyes.
I
do. Let every man be a liar. Satan says, look at your sin. I said, I'm looking at it, and it ain't there. He said, me and you both can see it. I said, you're a liar.
Right.
I know I can see it, but my Lord said, see.
Everybody.
Your sins are gone.
Yeah.
I ain't going to trust my lying eyes. I'm in a flesh body living in time.
Amen.
Who you reckon I'm going to believe?
Yeah.
Me?
No.
From God's word.
Amen.
That's good.
Hey.
Thank you.
Don't let the wall stop
you. Amen.
I love that sanctification, Brother Langston was talking about. You're going to wrestle with your sin nature until you get in the glory.
Yeah,
and when, you're going to get, and when you get in the glory, he'll say, I had it whooped the whole time.
Yeah.
He'll say it felt like a battle. And he said, yeah, you went on your feelings.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
He said, I told you to go on faith. I'm going to say, well, okay. Huh?
Yeah. Amen.
Telling you all the Wesleyan holiness think you can lose your salvation.
Right.
And that's trying to achieve something through the Holy Spirit that they already had accomplished through Christ.
Right. Yeah.
They're trying to reach sinless perfection through the Spirit, and they done had it through the Son.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
That's right. They have all that initial.
Yeah. Yeah. The Pentecostals.
Yeah, right.
Youngins, all the Pentecostals ain't been 130 years
right.
old.
That's right, sir.
Amen. We were shouting about what we were sure of long before they were getting worked up about what they weren't sure of.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let the walls stop
you. Amen.
What about it?
Good.
You want to get a little look at the second coming? Don't let them walls stop you. They're coming down.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then you can get up on his shoulders and you'll see they were down the whole time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Had a little girl in Mark Stroud's church. Little Mark Stroud there in Georgia last year. Her daddy, Brother Scotty, one of the good preachers. Married preacher's daughter from Florida. Great young woman and a great young man. Scotty said he had his family on the beach. And said the little girl loved collecting the shell. And she picked up every shell, every broken shell, every fragment of a seashell. He said she thought they all were beautiful. She had a bucket and then two. Finally, the sun was setting, Brother Dale. And they said, we're done. She said, oh, I don't want to be done. I'm picking up all the shells and I'm taking them home.
Woo!
And her mama, they got back to the room. And her mama, and I used to preach with her daddy, Mike Taylor, Brother Mike Taylor. You, Earl Hughes and Jay Glass always went and preached for him in Callahan, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Mike Taylor was a great old big man. He'd shout, he'd scare you shout. If you didn't shout, he'd get mad because he thought we wasn't having church yet. And oh, Lord, he was a Holy Ghost man. So this is his granddaughter. They got in the room, and Mama told the little girl, she's about 5 or 6, said, now we can't take all these home. There's too many. We can't carry them home. We got nowhere for them when you get home. She said, Mama, I'm going to take all the shells home. She said, let's get the ones that are nice and in perfect shape. She said, Mama,
yeah,
they're all beautiful.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
And Mama said, honey, you tried to get her just to take a few, you mamas know. She said, Mama, they're all beautiful. She said, honey, this is broken. She said, but the broken part, so beautiful.
Woo!
Just look at the pearl shine, Mama. Look at the. And this is where I'm going. Brother Scotty told us this just last year. And in a little bit, Mama said, honey, listen to your mother. We can't take these, and those are not beautiful. And she said, Mommy, you don't have the same eyes that I have.
Yeah.
Woo!
Wow.
Hallelujah.
As only a 5 or 6 year old can.
Yes.
Mommy, you don't have the same eyes that I have.
Wow.
And I want y'all to know our Savior.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's going to take all the broken pieces off. He's got enough buckets to hold them all. They're all beautiful to him. By the way, they're all broken to him. He ain't never seen one perfect shell. Pearly. There's only one pearly shell of great price he ever saw. That was his son. He's taken. But see, he has different eyes than we have.
Yeah.
See, I have given past tense.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Did y'all know all the Old Testament saints had to have faith in what had not happened yet?
That's right.
Did you know all the New Testaments had to have faith in something they hadn't seen yet?
That's right. Amen. It's true.
That's why it's called faith.
That's right.
He said, how do I know it's real? Because he's real. He's real. Oh, I know it's real.
Amen.
Praise God, the doubts are settled. And I know the Sunday school teacher, not the Sunday school, the government school teacher down at the public school, trying to tell a little child that there is no God. He said, you can't see God, how do you know there's a God? He said, I know I haven't seen him, but I know he's there. He said, well, that don't make sense. And the young child said, do you have a brain? Have you ever seen a brain?
Yeah.
I can't see your brain. Maybe you don't have a brain.
Hey,
have you noticed a brain in there? Because way back there somewhere, somebody died, and some scientist took that corpse and looked at some things, made some experiments. There's some folk who have been somewhere and seen something you hadn't, and it's
happened.
He's been to hell, he's been to death, he's been to the grave, he's been through the three heaven to the third heaven. He's at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Some of y'all be slingshotted into glory. I'm just going to go straight up. However you want to go is fine. Oh, but it's right there.
Yeah.
And he's already there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know why we come to church? I'm nearly done. You know why we come to church? To look at things we can't see.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. Yes, that's the truth.
You know why Catholics have statues and artwork?
Yeah.
Same reason charismatics and contemporaries have pictures and screens. They're coming to look at things you can see. Because they don't have it, the stuff you can't see. The real Christians have been content to be in dens and caves wherever, whatever building we're in.
Amen.
And we don't hang pictures and statues, and we shouldn't put up a whole bunch of screens with pictures and stuff.
Right.
You know what? We're not, the things you can see are temporal.
Yeah. Amen.
I made a prayer card 20 years ago. I ain't never made none since. And if you was a missionary, you ought to have one. People need your address and stuff.
Yeah, amen.
But if y'all just hear me for a minute, then I think y'all ought to have one. Just I ain't going to. You know what? Spurgeon said, carve your name on heart.
Yeah.
Not on stone.
Amen.
I wouldn't want these youngins' memory of me to be something they looked at so long. A picture of me smiling in a framed portrait.
Yeah.
Want them to have something in their heart.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
See, I remember Ed Ledford sitting at my daddy's table teaching him the Bible as a young preacher. See, I remember Ron Garris holding Dad and they weeping and the tears were splashing on me.
Woo!
I'd rather have a real image
Amen.
In their heart.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Than to look at something so long and think that's why I don't like pictures of Jesus.
Yeah, right. Sure.
For one, he wasn't a long-haired Pharisee. French Renaissance.
Right.
That painting of the long-haired feminine Jesus in a white sheet with girly fingers.
Come on.
That's why I despise Hollywood movies, TV movies. None of it works.
Right.
That's why we don't operate by sight.
Right.
a new pastor. Oh, the Bible series is on the History Channel. Don't watch it, I say.
Right.
You think Jesus is that goofy actor
right.
with curly hair
yeah.
and effeminate voice?
Yeah.
Brother Brown, I just read Luke Dean and Oliver, Eva, Jules and Lucy. I'd rather they have something in their heart.
Amen.
If I gave you a picture of me, they'd look at that. That's all they'd think of the rest of their life. Well, maybe not. I'd rather that not even be in the way. I'd rather an image you can see not even be in the way. Maybe, well, what if they don't remember you? Well, then they didn't hate to.
Right. That's true.
That's good. I'd rather have a real image.
Yeah.
That's the first commandment. Don't put no images.
Right.
We're talking about seeing right.
Right.
All these kids look at a picture of Jesus and then they go to pray. What's going to pop up in their head? The French Renaissance fairy.
Yep.
I know that we hear about it, read about it in the Word of God, and get, and let the Lord put it in our heart what it looks like.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Amen.
Jennifer, my wife, she said, I don't want no kids. She said, I hate an open casket. Open casket. I said, I don't want my last memory of them being there.
Right.
Of course, I don't mind. I've been around death a lot.
Right.
And I'm going to remember the people.
Amen.
Now again, if you're a missionary, you better get you a prayer card. You need monthly support. Smile real big.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
You pick up 11 real poor kids from the bad side of town the day you take your picture and line them up. Yeah. Sympathy vote now, come on. But I'm just making a point, y'all.
Good, man.
That should have no graven image. And had no image. And that much bothered him in the old. And in the new, he said, Jesus is the image of God.
Amen.
This is why old time churches weep. If this was never become y'all's church building, I'd recommend leaving nearly like this. We don't worship buildings.
Amen.
We worship in buildings.
Right.
Sometimes we don't have buildings to come
right.
what season of persecution we're in. See? Don't believe your lying eyes.
Right. Amen.
The reason the contemporary boys have to have the screens and the images and even movies playing to object lesson their sermons and they have to object lesson, that's the object lesson in the outfit, you ever say?
Yeah.
And they say, Jesus used object lessons. He just pointed at whatever was 30 yards away.
Yeah.
He didn't come with a suitcase and unpack it and put on a show.
Right.
He just said, you see that tree? I'm going to die on one. You feel that wind? That's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Amen.
It's whatever was around him. But that was in the time when they were looking at him by sight.
Yeah, true. Amen.
Reckoning. So if you leave tonight, you take away that Romans 4 reckoning.
Good.
And take away that Joshua 6. See? Now, don't feel like we need to close. So y'all want to have a little fun?
Amen.
Let's go through the second coming and shout.
Sounds good.
We want to.
Amen.
This won't take but a minute or 30.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right here and supper's right there. You think I'm in a hurry?
Come on.
Brother Adam's got to work. You going to work later tonight? Yeah, but Brother Brian's got to work in the morning, but we ain't worried about either one of them boys. God's going to help them. God's going to help them. By the way, y'all, your pastor challenge is so good. Don't let the flesh get in the way.
Right.
We talk about two old-timers talking. They'll be about in their third week of meeting.
That's good.
And here's what they tell you. Okay, we finally got your flesh exhausted.
Yeah.
We can't fight you no more.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Be able to connect right with your spirit.
It's good.
And something about being completely slammed, wore out in these meetings, you go get 2 hours of sleep and God will make it like 10.
Yeah, that's true.
And the next morning you'll be singing and skipping. You're supposed to be wore out.
Man.
You'll have joy bells of heaven ringing in your soul. Oh yeah, you watch that. You watch that strength of the Lord overtake the weariness of your flesh.
Yes.
You're the strongest when you're the weakest.
Right.
Amen. Amen. My brother-in-law married my sister, Pastor Chris Sanks, and he lost that eye.
Yeah.
Just had some problems and he lost that eye. And this eye went real fuzzy. You know what he told me? I checked on him one time, big private man, but I trust. There you do it. There you see it. Going blind on us. He said, I'm seeing everything the Lord wants me to see.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Woo!
Glory to
God. Amen. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
I better give you a verse down the line. I should preach the second coming out. That's just because I just want to stay in church. He mentioned midnight, and I got a hankering for it.
Amen.
We need a Eutychus to fall out of a window and die. Y'all know what Lester Roloff said? That boy Eutychus in Acts 20 fell out and died, you know, and then they resurrected him. Why was his name Eutychus? Eutychus too. That's Lester Roloff. I don't say stuff like that. But Roloff said, I'm just quoting Roloff. I don't say anything out of the way. I just quote Bologna. And sometimes I forget to tell you when I'm quoting. Go to the end of 2 Corinthians 3. And we'll have prayer. Maybe. 2 Corinthians 3, is that what I'm looking for? It could be the end of 2 Corinthians 4. It's the verse that says, whilst we look not at the things which are seen. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18. God's people, you need to take that one with you. So underline it, circle it, highlight it, put a smiley face in the margin, write the date down. You know what old timers used to do? They'd write a preacher's name and the date down next to a text. I've had them old timers show me their Bibles, and from 50 years ago, they'd say, Brother Ed Blue, July 62.
Amen.
And then they tell you everything you preached.
Yeah, amen.
Because see, the Holy Ghost puts it in your heart.
Well, that's good.
But, all right, y'all need to see that verse. Brother Langston, can you read the last two verses of 2 Corinthians 4?
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
Yeah.
For the things which are seen are temporal.
Right.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Show you a bunch of stuff. You ain't had a church.
Come on.
We'll go to Hebrews 11. One more verse and we'll close. Unless we don't. Finally, the verse in Hebrews 11. I may be mistaken. Where Moses said, for he endured. Brother Lawson, find it for me. As seeing him who is invisible. Huh? Hebrews 11, 27. Brother Willard, you've got it?
Yes.
Read that for us.
It says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Yeah.
How do you see something too busy? In the very definition, Brother Dale, of invisible, you know, that it's not visible. That's how he endured.
Yeah.
He can see things you couldn't see.
Hey,
he's living in things that they're not seen.
That's right.
We're living by faith, people.
Yeah.
Let's believe what he said.
Amen.
If he said your sins are gone, and if he said, I've already given you the victory over this wall. All right, I the second coming ain't going to leave me alone. Go back to Joshua 6 and we'll be done. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
What's for supper tonight?
Chicken and
vegetables. Oh, all them onions we was cooking?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So I ain't in no hurry. I know it's there. I can't see it. Well, they told me.
Yeah.
It was right back there in that room.
Yeah.
And you know the people that told me are credible?
Yeah.
And I believe them.
Yeah.
By faith.
So far.
Yes. And every day they prove they're going to be
faithful. Amen.
Oh, God's helping us tonight.
Yeah.
Dad pastored in Missouri from age 5 to age 12. I lived in Missouri. You know what our license plate tag said? It's a show me stuff.
Yeah.
A bunch of stubborn German Dutch farmers. You had to show them.
Yeah.
They didn't have no faith. Why didn't have no faith? Because they're German. But no faith in that crap.
Right.
Well, Bible teacher said they were landlocked. And he said that trail from that thing went from Jerusalem right on up through and passed right on by and went up to England and Ireland and all them Catholic countries, France, Spain, Germany, Italy, and they bypassed revival. Had to live in Roman Catholicism. They rejected. Yeah.
Yep.
Got to show them. They had no faith.
Man.
Well, bless the Lord. He's coming again.
Yeah, he is.
He's coming again.
Amen.
Now, in one chapter, he's telling, in one verse, see, I have given thee. And if you'll just hang around a few verses, them walls will not be there, and you'll say, wow, he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Y'all got 5 minutes for me?
Yeah.
I know y'all ain't in no hurry. What are you going to do with your walls? Tell you what they did. Can we fast track this? They walked around them for 6 days.
Right.
And everybody was up on them walls looking down. You know what they're looking down into? Were they not carrying the ark?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
The world was looking down on the witness.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Right.
Yeah.
That's good, preacher.
They're looking over them city walls, looking right down into the mercy seat.
How about that?
I need somebody to help me.
Yeah.
I believe there was priests with trumpets going before the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's the preachers, there's the church.
Right.
The whole church in the wilderness, the whole outfit was following them.
Yep.
I'm going to say something. I need y'all to help me. You're supposed to fast track. Don't be looking at me like we're in Sunday school and need you to worship. For 6 days, they carried the witness and showed it to the world.
Yeah.
And on the seventh day, there were 7 times,
oh, yeah.
And trumpets sounded and a loud shout, and then they took the land. Creation on the seventh, they rested the 6,000 years. of mankind. And in that millennial reign, 6 days, they carried the witness to the whole world watching, looking down on the blood of the Lamb in a holy place, carrying the witness. We've been carrying the blood of the Lamb around the world. Y'all ever feel like you ain't home?
Yeah.
You ever feel like you're going in circles?
Yeah.
We are.
Yep. Hallelujah.
We are. What are we doing? We're carrying the Lamb wherever He wants us to carry the Lamb. Oh, but in a little while, this world will be our home. Amen. That millennial reign. In a little while.
That's right.
I love this. Look at this. Jennifer said at the wrong meeting, she said, I like that Rusty Hammer. He helps our services. I said, yeah, baby. We like a hammer that smashes stuff. Joshua 6. I love this. Look in verse 5. By the way, I skipped verse 4. At 7 priests, 7 trumpets, 7 days, yeah, 7 times. Come on, y'all. It's the book of Revelation. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. It's the book of Revelation.
Yep.
Verse 5. And it might come to pass if the Lord wins over the devil. Sorry, that was my ESV. I thought we was in the early service. Where's my polo? Verse 5. And it may come to pass. No, and it shall come to pass.
Right.
That when they make a long blast.
Yeah.
Why do y'all shout so loud? What's your outfit shout so loud? We're warming up.
Yeah.
Make a long blast with the ram's horn. And when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall meditate silently. What's verse 10? All the people shall bow their head and think reverently. Anybody else tired of Yankees and Bible colleges stealing our glory?
Yeah.
I was in Illinois and they said we're going to have prayer. We picked it up and I don't know if all that story. It's a good story. They said we picked this up and we went down to Mississippi and we're up here in Chicago. They said we're going to have a moment of prayer. He said it's our tradition, Brother Dean. And the whole church came down, and the pastor knelt down, and we went.
Yeah. Amen.
I told you what to do.
Yep.
In a minute, they all got up and went back. And I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Sure.
I didn't want to be rude. I really didn't. They had great people. But when I got up, I said, folks, that down south, that wasn't a moment of prayer. That's called a moment of silence. I just put my hand on my heart. I'm not sure who died.
True.
That's by lower the flag halfway. I don't know what. I just told us there's a moment of silence.
Yeah, right.
I said, I hope y'all learn to call on God.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. He said, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, are y'all in verse 5?
Yes.
All the people shall shout.
Right.
With a great shout.
Amen.
By the way, you know why we broke out shouting a while ago? Little trumpet sound.
Yes, amen. Yes.
You know why that man started running? We stand up here, and I guess I had an object lesson. Some of my devil's edge. Had them boys stand up here, we was exchanging them records, and our sins were getting tossed out.
Yeah.
Them men started, when we started talking about Jesus' record is perfect.
Yeah.
Them little trumpet blast. We came up and we hear a trumpet blast. We shout, "The death bed in the second coming." Okay, it wasn't the only way I was ready. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, you can't help it. It's in our spiritual DNA.
Right.
people who have extroverted personalities. Y'all help. And all the people who were raised in the Southern culture and are not shy people. Just shout with a great shout.
Come on.
No, it's at all people.
Amen.
Right.
You're saved, it's in your DNA.
Right.
You hear a trumpet, you shout.
Right.
All the people should shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city should fall down flat. And I love this. Here comes some rapture language.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
And the people shall ascend.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Here's eternal security. Every man.
Amen.
Straight before. The witness, the Ark of the Covenant. So the world looks down on us and they threaten us. But when they look down on us, they ought to be able to see inside some holy
rocks. Right.
Yeah. Oh, bless the Lord.
Lord, I'll be visible.
Oh, I want us to pray. Let's pray that we'll be faithful.
Yeah.
Let's come to these altars. Ever again, you play the piano for us. Everybody stand. Let's come and ask God to give us strength to believe. Quit looking at our lying eyes. Believe what we're seeing. Be faithful. Carry the glory. Carry the blood. Carry the gospel.
Thank you. bless his holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, we've seen. By faith. Holy Ghost is illuminated.
Oh, yes.
He's enlightened.
Yes.
We're going to need what we got tonight in the journey.
Sure.
When you can't see what's ahead.